it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The construction industry in the United States getting hit with both higher costs and a labor shortage. I reached out to Ken Simonson, chief economist at Associated General Contractors of America.
Costs have really shot up lately for steel, aluminum, copper, and lumber. Not coincidentally, all of those are subject to dramatic new tariff rates. For steel, aluminum, and copper inputs, such as wiring or copper components of materials, it's now a 50% tariff on imported materials. And the rates on Canadian lumber have jumped from under 15% to 35%. U.S. suppliers are also raising their prices in response to the higher prices that importers are now having to pay.
So when we look at the kinds of projects that is impacting, is it across the board or are you seeing certain types of construction projects being impacted more?
Every kind of construction, including home building, uses steel, aluminum, and copper. And home building also uses a lot of lumber, particularly in some parts of the country, Canadian lumber. But the impact on any one project depends on how early those materials were bought. That there have been a lot of items that were imported before these tariffs took effect in June in the case of the steel and aluminum tariffs, August for the copper and lumber fees. But going forward, I think we'll see much higher prices for those materials for every type of project.
For companies, what does that mean? How much can they absorb? How much, you know, do they have to pass on?
That's a very good question, and it's really going to depend on every project owner as well as the contractor they're dealing with. But we have seen a big drop off in the amount of projects that are going ahead right now. Many contractors say they have strong order books for 2026, but the projects they thought were going to happen in 2025 just haven't gone ahead, or they've been scaled back or even canceled. And largely that's because of the uncertainty, or now the certainty in some cases, of how high the tariffs are going to be, not just for construction, but for other materials that the owner might be using, say, in a manufacturing project. What will that mean for their own customers? If they're trying to export, is it going to run into retaliatory tariffs or other discriminatory measures for U.S. products? And then there are businesses like hotels, resorts, entertainment facilities that have been getting a lot of foreign visitors, and they may be staying away now.
Let's talk next to this other piece of the picture, and that is labor. What's happening there with some of the job growth in construction?
Construction had been adding jobs at a faster rate than the overall economy until quite recently. But now with so many projects put on delay and with home building in a slump, we have seen a big slowdown in construction employment. That's been compounded by vigorous immigration enforcement action, both raids at job sites that have caused workers to disappear, either to avoid being picked up or because they have been detained. But even more, I think, is the impact on the border, where some reports say there were over 2 million people who came into the U.S. last year. And this year, it's a net decline, more people leaving than coming into the U.S. Construction is quite dependent on foreign-born workers. In the overall economy, 18% of workers were born outside the U.S., but for construction, it's 34%. And in some states and some specific trades, it's a much higher percentage even than that.
Ken, you sent me a graph, and it's incredible to see
the dive that has happened across different types of construction, from non-residential and then residential, it's been a very significant drop.
Yes, sadly, the industry has really hit the brakes hard. And with the continuing uncertainty over the impact of both tariffs and immigration enforcement, I think the outlook remains fairly bleak for construction.
What's the ripple effect then into a community when this happens?
Well, construction is an essential part of the economy and of the life of communities. There are over 8 million people working in construction, and pay is above the average for other kinds of jobs. So if construction workers see fewer hours or get laid off, that definitely has ripple effects in terms of consumer spending throughout the economy. Also, if projects are canceled, put on hold, or they take longer because some of the workers are no longer available, that's bad news for someone who was hoping to buy a home, open a store or a school, a hospital or a hotel.
Ken, do you have any forecast looking ahead to, for example, the last quarter of the year or even the start of the new quarter in 26?
It looks to me as if we're still going to see a further slowdown in construction activity through the end of this year and probably into next year. The impact of tariffs and of immigration enforcement is just now ramping up. Many of these tariffs took effect quite recently. The immigration enforcement teams just got a huge injection of money and staffing and resources, and so they're going to be out there even more vigorously. The one positive I see for construction is that interest rates look like they are starting to soften. We've already seen mortgage rates come down a little bit, and I think that borrowers for development projects such as retail, wholesale, and multifamily projects, that the short-term borrowing rates that they face are also going to come down as the Federal Reserve starts to lower its short-term target.
Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate your time today.
Okay. I appreciate the chance to talk about this. Have a good day.
That is Ken Simonson, Chief Economist with Associated General Contractors of America.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.